Cook County Higher Education will kick off their first guest lecture series with Dr. Bob Pratt. He'll be talking about his new book, The Academic Warrior, Becoming a Purposeful Learner. Bob is here with us this morning to tell us more about it. And also joining us in the studio is Paula Sundet-Wolf, the Executive Director of Cook County Higher Ed. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, congratulations on publishing your new book. How did this come about?
Well, the woman to my right here, Paula, and Kirsten, I did some workshops there, and then we started talking about putting some of my notes together, and as Paula has said recently, that we thought it would be maybe a 3-4 day job, and she was wrong. It took us a couple of years, and but it I think, or I'm hoping, what it'll do is get to the what I believe is a fact that students are not prepared for college. Many of them. Some are. Many are. But the other day there was an administrator from one of the community colleges here in Minnesota, and 80%, he said, of the people that enter need remediation in math. And I think it was around, what was it, 60%? 60 or 50% in reading and English. And so this is more on the how to study rather than what to study.
So you've actually been working on the book for a couple of years then?
Yes, yes. Okay. It's kind of nice to see daylight now.
Paula?
Well, and part of the reason we started was we wanted to create a quick study guide, just a pamphlet, really, which I guess kind of led back to the why we only thought it would take a few days or even a few weeks to put together, just with some tips, and that just kept growing. More information, more resources, and as Bob mentioned, the math, we had Kay Tavernier from ISD 166 be involved in part of the math component, because none of us, as we were just talking with one of the folks out in the studio about math and our own lack of skills in some of that area, but Kay Tavernier is an awesome teacher, so she provided the chapter information on the math study skills, because as Bob mentioned, it doesn't necessarily matter what the topic is, how you study it changes, but sometimes for some topics like math require a little different approach, and so it was delightful to have her involvement in this project too.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk about what you mean by purposeful learning?
Well, when, for example, reading, when you're reading a textbook, you have a very different purpose for reading than you do when reading a novel. When you're reading a novel, you can lay back and relax, and it doesn't make any difference if you go to sleep or not. But you do it for enjoyment, usually. Textbook means, you know, you better work. And you have to know what you've read when you finish reading. And this gets at how to do that.
You teach a study skills workshop at higher ed. What are some of the most important study skills that people need?
I think learning how to read a textbook, having a systematic way of not only reading it, but you have to become a flexible reader, a very active reader, excuse me, and you have to do a lot of quizzing of yourself or you're going to lose it. I mean, that's not a good way of putting it, but you won't retain what you've read, so that when it comes to applying it later on, like in a test, it's not there often or not enough. I don't know if I've answered.
Yes, you have. As a nursing instructor, I work with higher ed as a nursing instructor, and one of the study skills that I see people do is they'll just take a textbook and they'll highlight it and mm-hmm. think that they've studied that textbook.
Yes.
It doesn't work that way.
No, and highlighting, that's a good, you know, I think some of them ought to buy a paintbrush because it'd be more efficient. But the highlighting, really, you shouldn't do more than, say, 10 to 15%. Of highlighting.
Mm-hmm. So, and along with the highlighting, you need to make some notes, and you need to be able to
absolutely.
Come back and study it.
Yeah. And one of the things you do, like when you're a college student, you own your own books. So I encourage them to write in the margins, to the side at the bottom and the top of the page or at the end of the chapter. Just little notes as you go along.
And things are going to be changing. I mean, textbooks are potentially kind of going away, right, too?
Yes, and I'm kind of uncomfortable with that.
Uh-huh, yep.
But that's the way it is.
More and more things are going to be online. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, and for myself and for the students I speak with, they have a harder time with it when it's online. It's more difficult to make notes, more difficult to highlight. If you've saved something, even as a PDF file, you can't always make changes to it depending on the format that you have. And so you end up printing it, which creates massive amounts of paper. Huh. And then hard to identify what all these little clip-marked things are. They're not as easy to sort, so Post-its become your next best friend.
So a lot of students don't understand why it's important to develop good study skills. They think, oh, I want to do this course or that course, and I really want to do it, so I'm going to do a good job. I'll use the same skills I had in high school. Why is it important to work specifically on study skills?
Well, college comes, the material you have to, they present it much faster. Often that's the case. And you're really held accountable for what you've covered. And I've had students, the way this started, I worked with students that were flunking out of college before I retired. And they were bright, capable people. But if you don't know how to drive a car or fly an airplane, you're going to crash. And I think a lot of people don't realize that until they're in a deficit position in college, and then it's difficult to climb out of that.
What Bob is giving the talk at for the guest lecture, it's not just about a book signing. He really will be talking about study skills. So anybody that's interested, in particular, whether you're a high school student or college level, this is really for all levels of understanding really about how to study and learn from material that you are interested in.
Okay. For more information about Cook County Higher Education's guest lecture series, call 387-3411 or go online to boreal.org/higher ed.